favorite actor, Farina. Dandruff, tons, rocks, chops, dogs, they're done. Favorite coach, Dicka. Vacation place, Conson. Sausage, Johnson. Chicken, Swanson's. Other actor, Behringer. Linebacker, Buckus. Chopped, peppers, tomatoes, onions, 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 onions.
Yes, it's the Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It is time for the Chicago Accent Challenge. Woo-hoo-hoo! Our year-long tournament. The Chicago accent, of course, made famous by the super fans, but there's much more to our local dialect than bears and bulls. It's nuanced and according to region, ethnicity, and gender. How do I know this? Well, because I read my guest book. Ted McCullen is back tonight. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. Ted, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. We're going to qualify you for the finals in which you can win $333.
That's right.
And a Coast Guard boat.
And a Coast Guard boat. We're figuring that part out. We got to find the Coast Guard boat. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's simple. We get contestants on the line, and the best accent wins a Lou Malnati's pizza. But that's not all. As Ted just said, the winner gets an opportunity to play in the Download Chicago Accent Tournament. It's like blood sport, but for Chicago accents. It'll take place this fall. Grand prize, $333. So if you've been told you got the best Chicago accent on the block, or you use phrases like drag it through the garden, or over by Dare, at least once a week, you got a good chance to win some stuff tonight. You call up, we interview you, read a couple things. Maybe we'll ask you about some fun stuff, give you some trick questions, and your Thursday night is made. 312-981-7200. All right, Ted. So there's already people on the line.
I know. I need a pelter. I'm going to keep score on a Garrett's popcorn receipt. It's going to be perfect.
That couldn't get any better, right?
Right.
All right, let's kick it off. We usually have two categories, men and women.
Yes.
Because there are differences. And why don't we start, I believe we start on the women's side tonight, with Lulu. Lulu, you're on the line. Lulu, you ready to play the Chicago Accent Challenge?
Well, yes, Justin, but I don't believe I have any kind of accent.
Okay. Well, I'm curious.
I've been told I do in other parts of the country.
Okay, sure. So you go to other places, and they're like, wow, you have a Chicago accent.
Well, you don't have an accent in your own region. You have an accent when you go somewhere else.
And I'm a little stuffy tonight, but I don't have that classic Saturday Night Live skits Chicago talk.
Yeah, so. You sound like a Midwesterner to me.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What parish are you from?
What parish are you from, Lulu?
I'm sorry, what?
What parish are you from?
You know what? I just missed both of you guys.
Oh, what parish are you from?
That's in Louisiana.
That's in Louisiana?
Yeah, there's no parishes in Illinois.
Well, that right away you're disqualified because there are, yes, indeed, there are parishes.
Your local Catholic church.
Your local Catholic church.
Oh, okay. No, bummer.
There you go.
I was a kid. I was in St. Joe's Parish in Homewood.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. I'll ask you a question here, and it's pretty simple. Are you ready,
yes.
Lulu? Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like Italian beef and hot peppers.
Yeah, excellent choice. And if you win, what do you want on your pizza?
Just pepperoni and mushroom.
Okay. There you go. All right, Lulu. Thank you. Thanks for playing.
Lulu.
Okay.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. Ted, she may be right. I didn't. You picked up the Midwestern on her.
Yeah, the Midwestern accent. Yeah.
There are different areas. We always have to backtrack a little bit, but the Chicago accent, which is you in your book, you kind of split out where all the accents are. You do Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Indiana. Yeah. But the Chicago accent, it has roots in the Northeast.
Yeah, it has roots in Buffalo. Actually, if you, I go to Buffalo, people in Buffalo sound very similar to people from Chicago. I mean, people got on the boat on the Great Lakes, they sailed west, they landed in Chicago, and so that's the link.
That's the link, so there you go. 312-981-7200. We've got some fun questions tonight. We were just compiling all the fun ones. Of course, we've done the Portillo's one before.
Yes.
But we've got some good stuff.
That never gets old, though.
Never gets old. Tonight, okay, so here's what we have. We have name the address.
Yes.
That's a game we're going to play.
We're going to give you the address of a Chicago landmark, and you're going to tell us what it is.
And then we also have a couple of directions questions, and then also some trivia from some commercials. And
How do you get over there? That's get over there. That's essentially it.
We're asking for directions.
All right, let's bring in Mike. Mike, you're up. Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Ready for the Chicago Accent Challenge?
How you guys doing?
Hey, that's a great good. Chicago name.
Mike is a good
Ditka, Chicago. Royko, many of the greatest Chicagoans have been named Mike.
Malone.
Mike Glennon.
Glennon.
Yes.
Great Chicagoans.
Yes.
Really great
Chicagoans.
Mike Montgomery.
Mike, where are you from? What parish are you from?
I'm not from a parish. I'm not Catholic.
Okay. Oh. Wow, but you said Catholic, so that's
where
a point
you, where
for
are you,
you
from? Where are you from originally?
Wilmette.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They don't even have parish. They have Holy Comforter up there, or is that Wilmette?
Loyola.
Yeah.
Loyola, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. How long have you lived in the area? Your whole life?
Yeah, I'm 58.
All right, 58. And do you think you've got a Chicago accent?
I don't think so.
I think he does.
All right.
Just
well,
for
when
saying.
When I went to school in Indiana, people said, yeah, you sound like Chicago. And I didn't think I did.
Yeah. Well, just for saying Catholic, that's a point for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. There's no TH in the Chicago
that's
accent,
right?
All right, so let's get to some of these. Why don't we start with the obvious one, which we've been doing, which is welcome to Portillo's, Mike. Can I take your order?
I want a hot dog dragged through the garden.
Okay.
All right.
You go.
But you know what? No sport peppers. I don't like the peppers.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. Good. All right, Mike, I'll follow up with a question here. What's the best way to get to Ma's house?
To where?
To Ma's house. To Ma's.
Oh, to Ma's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go over by, at this point, I got to go over by Western.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's over near Albany Park now.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Hey, we got a ringer here.
Yeah. All right, we'll give you an we'll give you an address.
No,
you ready?
I'm not a ringer. I'm telling you what I know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's an address, and then we'll move on here. 233 South Wacker Drive. What is that, 233 South Wacker Drive?
233. Jeez. Is that... I was going to say the Palmolive Building, but that's north. That's north of Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Well,
I love
maybe
it.
The next person
even the I don't know has got a Chicago accent to
all
it.
Right,
Mike, it's showing.
I'm putting a star next to your name.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll let you
thank
know.
You guys.
Thank
great
you.
Show.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Man. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Sherry. Sherry, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Hello there.
Hello, Sherry.
Now, listen, I'm told I don't have an accent, but I want to share this with you. Many years ago, I married a guy from the South.
Yeah?
And he took me down on our honeymoon. We went down. We're sitting around this big table, all these Southerners, you know?
Yeah.
And the one girl looked at me, and she said, where are you from, honey? And I said, Chicago. Or no, she said, where are you from, honey? And I said, what do you think? She said, Chicago.
Yeah,
and
no,
I
she
said,
knew.
Why do you say that? And she said, by your accent.
You can tell. That's what all Midwesterners say. I don't have an accent.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I born and bred here. Yeah.
Okay. Sherry, where what's your parish?
Northwest Side, Chicago, Portage Park.
All right.
If you do win the Lou Malnati's pizza tonight, what do you want on your pizza?
Nothing but double cheese.
Okay.
That's perfect. Nothing but double cheese.
So should we ask her? Ask her the other. What well-known Chicago building is it? 233 South Wacker Drive.
Is that the Tribune Tower?
No,
we're actually sitting in the Tribune Tower. It's going to be demolished in 2 weeks.
Demolished, maybe. All right, so okay. All right.
It's a bar.
Okay, I know. All right, good.
All right,
I think we got it. Good. Sherry, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Good.
Thank you. Awesome.
The double cheese did it for me. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take our first break. We come back more with the Chicago Accent Challenge. We haven't gotten to any of the trivia questions, Ted. We've got some read these back to us kind of stuff, so a lot going on. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
Howard Pontiac Elmhurst
on Grand Avenue.
312-981-7200. That's a steal there, Mr. Zimmerman. Good job. Ted McClellan is here. How to Speak Midwestern. We are playing the Chicago Accent Challenge. We've already got some great people on the line. Let's keep going. Let's go with Susan. Susan, you're up for Chicago Accent Challenge. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, welcome.
Hi. All right, Susan. What parish are you from, Susan?
St. Gertrude.
St. Gertie's.
All right.
Is that in Edgewater?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew a guy from there. John Gorman used to work for the Tribune. Oh, I think Dick Devine went there, too.
Susan, do you think you have a Chicago accent?
Definitely.
Well, you're going to have to give us more than one word. You're on the radio in Chicago. You're on the mighty WGN.
Well, I lived for a couple of years in New Orleans, and when they heard me talk, they said, "Honey, where are you from? You talk so funny."
We had that with our last caller. Yeah, right. She married a guy from down south, and they made fun of her accent.
If you win tonight, if you win the pizza, what are you going to get on it?
Sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And mushroom.
Okay, sausage and mushroom. Good. All right, I got a couple questions for you here. Let's keep going with this one. The address, 233 South Wacker Drive. What building is that?
It's Sears Tower, but they're calling it now Willis Tower.
Correct.
Good job. We got a winner there. You got the Sears Tower. Sears. Yeah. Sears.
people might have been Googling. They might have,
But that's that's a trick question because if you Google it, it would show up Willis Tower.
Okay, but everybody knows Willis Tower is Sears Tower.
But everyone in Chicago is a real Chicagoan is going to call it Sears.
Exactly.
Right. All right. I think we got some good stuff here. And then the last one, let me give you, Susan, let's give you another one here. How do you get to Ma's house?
Ma, as in my mother?
Yeah, Ma.
How do you get to Ma's?
She doesn't live in Chicago anymore.
Okay.
So I would take... the Skokie Swift from the Howard L station.
Excellent.
Get off at Dempster and then take a 97 Skokie bus to Grosse Pointe and Skokie Boulevard.
Oh, right. So she lives near Old Orchard?
Right behind Bonefish Restaurant.
Do you live in Rogers Park?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, you got it down. There you go.
Live in Rogers
That's
Park,
good.
So.
All right, Susan, that was good. Swift. That was good. You got the Skokie Swift in there. That's a bonus point for getting the Skokie Swift in. We appreciate the call. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
That's true. That's good. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, ready to play the Chicago Accent Challenge?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
What parish are you from, Glenn?
St. Benedict's, North Side.
All right, North Center area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple of St. Benedict's on the program doing
this.
Okay, do you think you got a Chicago accent?
No, but I think people think I do.
Okay, all right. I'll ask you a couple of simple questions here to see if we can get to the bottom of whether you do. Welcome to Portillo's, Glenn. Can I take your order?
I want the Italian beef, extra juicy with sweet.
Good one.
I love the people who work at Portillo's have to be like, is this guy from Chicago or just rude?
But I go to Johnny's on North Avenue.
Yeah, of course. That's so good. That's a good place.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. All right. Okay, I got some more for you here. Let's do can we do a sports one, Ted? You want to do a sports one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not into sports, man.
Okay, you're not into sports?
All
right, let me give you an address. How about this?
Right.
Ready? Let's go with 69 West Washington. What is that building?
69 West. Okay, let's see. Well, being from Chicago, you know it ends in an odd number, so it's on the south side of the street. So it's on the south side of Washington. Would that be City Hall?
Yes.
Hey,
correct.
Nice job, Glenn. Okay.
City Hall.
Your skills.
Yeah, I've been arrested there a few times.
Yeah.
Always a good place to get arrested.
I didn't say that on the radio, did I?
Hey, you might have. That's okay, though. And then the last question I'll ask is, how do you get to Ma's?
Let's see. I'm out at Harlem, so I'd take Irving Park east to Western Avenue, and she's still over there in St. Benedict's.
Right, okay. There you go. Thank you very much, Glenn. Good job. Appreciate the call.
You.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Way to go, Glenn.
Good one. I'm still giving it to Mike here, though.
You still like
Mike? Mike's still got the lead.
I know.
Just for
we've got
Catholic.
Here's what we've got so far.
Catholic.
We've got Lulu, Sherry, and Susan on the female side. And then we've got on the male side, Mike and Glenn. So we'll see.
Okay.
Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, you ready to play the Chicago Accent Challenge?
Yeah, sure enough.
Ah, sure enough. All right. Where are you from?
I'm, originally from Market Park area.
Okay.
And southwest side.
Yeah. Grew up in St. Rita's Parish.
Okay.
St. Rita's?
Where are you? We don't even have to ask anymore.
Okay.
If you win the Lou Malnati's tonight, what are you going to put on your pizza?
Oh, that's easy. Sausage and mushroom.
All right. That seems to be the winner, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Sausage and mushroom. Okay. Let me ask you a question here. Let me give you an address.
Sure.
875 North Michigan Avenue.
Oh, no. 875
North Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, that is, isn't that where Lord and Taylor used to be?
That's what I said. I said the same thing. I was like, Lord and Taylor, but Ted told me.
We got a trick question here.
It's good. I like
it.
Yeah. All right.
Is it Water Tower Place?
That's
what Justin thought of.
All right, we'll keep moving on because I like what we got here. And then we'll end right here with the same question I just gave Glenn. How do you get to Mars?
You know, I was listening to you guys and... You know, Ma's gone, so I got to go to the cemetery.
Yeah. How do you get to the cemetery?
All right. Well, I take Ridgeland and then get to 79th Street. Let's see. Ridgeland to 79th to Roberts Road to, what's the other street there? Well, to Roberts Road to 70. You know what? I don't even know.
which one is it?
I just drive there.
Sandy, that was the perfect answer.
Which cemetery is it?
I'm sorry?
Which cemetery is it?
Oh, this is Lithuanian National.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Not even Resurrection. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would have been easy. That's just right down Archer Avenue.
Hey, right.
All right, awesome.
Don't
Sandy.
Run into the ghost.
Thanks so much for the call, Sandy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. That's good.
Thank
good stuff.
You, Sandy.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're ready for part two. We've still got some people lined up on the line. We'll take a break here, and we'll get the news with Rob Martyr. Great first half of the Chicago Accent Challenge, right, Ted?
I got Mike and thinking Lulu.
Right at the bet. Lulu, huh? I
like
Mike. I also like Glenn. I'm not going to give up on Glenn yet.
Okay.
I also liked... I think I had Sherry.
Sherry's good too.
Because she had the greatest line. I wrote down nothing but double cheese.
Oh yeah, true.
What do you put on your pizza?
Yeah,
nothing but double cheese. I love it. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Favorite Mayor Daly, cigarettes, Coles, Stanley makes great goals. Favorite Judge Mathis, favorite Jingle Dolls, Hawks, Cubs, Bears, Bull. Favorite Tower Sears, favorite song to shuffle, Jays, Fritos, Doritos, Ruffles, 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 Ruffles.
Oh, Serengeti, crack me up, man. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. And it is the theme song for our segment, The Chicago Accent Challenge. Ted McClellan is here. He, of course, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. You can find it in your local bookstore, maybe.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah, and also online, of course. You got any speaking engagements coming up? That's my favorite when you're playing the library.
Let's see. I'm going to do in Palatine on July 17th.
Okay, so you got you got some time to get ready for that.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in Schaumburg in the fall.
All right, there you go.
Now, hitting all the big suburbs.
Chicago Accent Challenge, 312-981-7200. Of course, this segment, you got a great Chicago accent, you want to flaunt it, you can win a Lou Malnati's pizza and enter into the grand prize tournament, the Chicago Accent Tournament,
yes,
where the prize is $333. And maybe a Coast Guard cutter.
A Coast Guard boat. Yes, that's right.
We're working on that part of it. That's a maybe. There's an asterisk on that one. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, you ready to play the Chicago Accent Challenge?
You got it.
All right, Joe. Joe, are you a sports fan?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely. No. Joe, where are you from? Where are you from, Joe?
Yeah, I love the Cubs. That's about it. Where I'm going there.
Well, we got a Cubs question.
Joe, where are you from?
I grew up in Oak Park, River Forest area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. And used to go to the Cubs a lot when you could walk in and bring your own liquor and sit in the park benches there.
Yeah, those were the days. But they didn't win back then.
Yeah, it was a social club for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, that's what's missing now that they sold out and won the World Series.
Well, they used to be a stadium with a team. You know?
Right, right. No, this is a good one. This is a good trivia question. Ready for this one, Joe?
Yeah.
Who got the victory? Which Cubs pitcher was credited with the victory, the win, in Game 7 of the 2016 World Series?
I couldn't tell you.
All right. Well, all right. That's out there. So no Googling.
Too busy socializing, like I said.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a couple questions real quick, Joe. How do you get to Maz?
Well, she's over by there in Elmwood Park and take a north in Harlem. Harlem, head north on Harlem Avenue up to 70 Diversity. And then you make a hang a left over there and go up to 77th Avenue. And you're
hanging right left over there.
All right, you're making a strong case. If you win this pizza, what do you want on it?
Well, for me, I'd have sausage, cheese, lots of sausage, and pepperoni.
All right.
Sausage and a leftover there. That's what I've got for Joe. All right, Joe, and let me ask you a question. 875 North Michigan Avenue, what building is that address?
Oh, hell. Michigan Avenue, that's got to be one of the shopping stores. I couldn't tell you for right. sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. And I'll give you one more. I'm going to give you one more trivia question. This one's hard. You ready?
Okay.
This one is super hard. In the famed commercial, or Victory Auto Records, right? The Victory Auto Records commercial. The guy Correct. Gets money for his car. How much money is he given?
On the commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably gave him, if that's the old one with the green door that falls off.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably gave him $100 then. It's funny you say that, because I just got rid of an old Crown Victoria, and he gave me $300.
Yeah. So with inflation, that's probably equal to what he got back then.
All right, you're off on it, but don't give it away because we'll ask somebody else. That's awesome, Joe. Thanks for calling, man. You're a front runner. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Bye now.
Bye. That was good, man.
I would put Joe in the lead. You were
I like
trying
Joe.
To construct a question we could get over by Dare out of, and he...
Oh, he gave us 15.
Yeah.
He over by Dare the entire way to Mama's house.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I love it. All right, Tim. Tim, you're all on right. the line. You ready to play the Chicago
Joe's
Accent
number
Challenge?
Number one now.
I'd love to.
All right.
Hi, Tim. Now, Tim, are you a sports fan?
I'm a sports fan. I'm a Sox fan.
Oh, good, but not good. Okay. All right. We got a Sox question. Right. Yeah.
Tim, where are you from?
I'm from Wheaton, Illinois, but I grew up on the southwest side.
Okay.
Ooh, I like this accent.
And what parish?
St. Pete's.
Okay.
All right. I got a question for you. Let me give you a Sox question. Can you name three members of the Southside Hitmen?
Oh, no.
No.
No?
I couldn't either until I read Joe Knowles' book
uh-huh.
on the Chicago White Sox, and couldn't do it up to that point, but now I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. I'll ask you a couple questions here, Tim. How do you get to Maz?
Well, Maz, I'm like the other lady. She's in the cemetery now. I'm on 111th out in Wharf,
okay.
Wharf, Illinois. But if I was going to her originally house, she was in Payless, so I would drive through the expressway out to Archer to 131st Street, out to Wolf.
That's good. Okay. All right. I'll ask you another question here. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Hot dog, everything.
Hot dog, everything.
Fries.
Oh, here's another Sox question. Can you name three White Sox who were banned for life for throwing the 1919 World Series?
One, I can do one, but there, yeah. I did
one. No, I can't.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
I'm not good on the history. I just like the Sox versus the Cubs.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
More of a
man.
Southside identity thing. It sounds like.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you the same question. One last question. How much money does the guy get for his beat up car in the Victory Auto Records commercial?
Yeah, I thought it was $100.
Yeah, it's not $100.
$50.
Yeah.
It's not 50.
You're guessing
around. I like it.
Yeah,
though.
You're getting closer.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
I like Tim's accent.
Yeah.
He's got that gravelly kind of south side accent. I
still got Joe in the lead here.
Yeah, Joe piled it on thick.
Yeah, he did.
Like he does with the sausage.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Oh, okay. Patrick, you ready to do the Chicago Accent Challenge?
I am indeed.
All right. Where are you from, man? What's your parish?
Northwest side. I'm over by Norwood Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Which one?
I'm a block from Superdog.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's good. Which parish, but Superdog itself is a church or is a religion of its own. So
Superdog is a parish. Right?
Yeah. So we'll call that your parish, Superdog.
Let me ask you a question, a sports question. How's that sound, Patrick?
I'm in, kid.
Who said he was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan? He played in the Bulls in the late 70s.
Bob Love? Butterbean, number 10?
No. That's good. Someone with a bigger ego than that.
Bigger ego and a bigger haircut. All right. Let me ask you another one. I got a couple letters here. 875 North Michigan Avenue. What's that address?
It's a Hancock.
Yeah! Didn't they change their name?
They're trying to, right? They haven't
gotten
it.
Right, they're trying to.
They're going to call it Best Buy Building or something like that?
Or I thought they were naming it after somebody from Boston.
They are. They're doing something like that. All right, okay. And then let me ask you the same. How much money does the guy who's selling his beat-up car in the Victory Auto Wreckers commercial get?
I swear to God, you guys, I thought it was $35. maybe 50, but it was low. And the door falls off, and it's Dean Richards.
He totally got lowballed. No one's gonna give you even $100 for a car with no door on it.
He's got that big wide watch band. Yeah,
He got just enough. He got just enough money to buy a new hot comb to feather his hair.
I love it. All right, awesome. Thank you very much, Patrick. Good job, Patrick. Buddy.
Thank you, you guys. Take care.
Right, take care. That was fun. 312-981-7200. All right, we'll take our break here. We come back. We got some people on the line. Vito's on the line. I want to get to it. And we will continue here on the Download the Chicago Accent Challenge. 312-981-7200. Having so much fun, Ted. So much fun.
Great show.
Favorite actor, Benny. Favorite drink, or Bulls. Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Play a little poker. Spend time with the wife. Take her out to Bennigan's. See if they cook chops right. Go and get a laser disc. Projection screen TV. Portillo's Italian beef. And a movie star, Tommy B. Back in the damn Buick. Cut on WCKG. Caught a song by Glenn Fry. And an interview with Dennehy. So I'm driving down Western Avenue. Think I'm going to stop at Zayers.
I love it. Serengeti. That's one of my favorite songs. Dennehy, of course. Find that and download it on your local iTunes. Ted McClellan in studio. He is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. It's the Chicago Accent Challenge. And we are almost done tonight. We still have some people on the line. We're going to get to them. But, I mean, unbelievable night. It is. There is some unbelievable accents to parse through. I should say, you can call back. If you didn't win the last time, too, you can try. I think Kathy did that early on. Yeah, she tried a couple times.
I don't think she ever won, though, did she?
She didn't, but I liked it. She had like a Naperville kind of Chicago accent. Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Vito.
She's got spunk.
Vito, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge. You ready to challenge?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Here we go.
Vito. Right.
Vito knows.
We got a real ringer here.
All right, Vito, what parish are you from?
Yeah, no, Jewish guy, north side.
Oh, there we go. All right. Okay. There, now we perked up.
Jewish guy named Vito. That's...
Yeah, yeah. I work for Streets and Sand.
Okay.
City worker.
Okay.
Okay.
Drive a truck.
Okay, drive a truck. Vito, how do you get the mass?
You call your guys, the boys.
Yeah.
You call the boys?
Mm-hmm. Call the boys. They take care of the situation.
Okay, there you go. Let me ask you a question. All right, here we go. For the money...
I'm sorry, $25, the commercial.
No, that's...
$25.
That's a little low.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I got one for you. Ready, Vito? This is a new one. You ready?
Ready.
It's in the news today, the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich. He had said famously that he had a Senate seat. He didn't want to give it away because it was blank and
white. The normal thing to do.
That's not even close. Like, it's not even in the same area.
Repeat the question.
One more question, Vito. Welcome to Portillo's. Can I take your order?
You give me a combo, extra hot, dipped, peppers, fries, And a shake.
And a shake. There you go. Chocolate cake. All right. Shake. All right. Thanks, Vito. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy. That was great. He didn't have any idea what was happening.
No.
I love it, though. I love it. Steve, you ready to play the Chicago Accent Challenge?
Did Vito say he is a Jewish guy from the North Side?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what he said.
And he drives a truck for Streets and Sand. Something doesn't fit.
Yeah, something.
His name is Vito.
Yeah.
His name is David Vito. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Hey, you know,
now,
hey.
By the way, was Norm Van Leer the bull?
No, but close.
No.
Although, I don't even think they played on the same team.
I don't know. I think Norm Van Leer was earlier.
We have a celebrity special guest judge in the studio, Patty Vasquez.
Hi, Patty.
I'm just itching because I'm like, has anybody named any of the Black Sox yet? That's what
oh,
I'm
yeah. No. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. We,
you got
we spot that. We're trying to get people named the Southside Hitmen.
That one,
Joe Jackson is the obvious one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the all one right. that I know. Shoeless Joe Jackson. Do you have them, Patty? You know?
I think I know all of them.
Wow.
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 I think I do. I'm missing one. I'm not going to not. Let's wait till the end of the show.
Okay,
let's wait.
Can you name any of the Southside Hitmen?
All right, let me ask you this, Steve. What parish are you from, Steve?
St. Catherine of Genoa, 118th and Low.
Okay, there you go. Great. How do you get the Ma's?
My Ma?
Yeah.
My Ma now lives in Huntley with a lot of other Ma's.
Okay.
But she used to live in Palos.
Okay. That's good. Palos is good.
Okay.
I got a good question for you. This is a new one. You ready for this? I'm gonna.
You mean when I was gonna go buy my mom?
How do you get there?
Yeah. How do you go buy?
What
my
do you take?
Go buy your mom.
Go buy your mom.
Yeah, you're that's what we should be asking. Yeah, how do you go buy your mom?
No, you should get a pizza just for that.
Yeah.
That's how it should have been said. You're right. Buy your mom.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. I got a good one for you. Right. What's the name of the supreme deity in the Bible?
God.
Yeah.
Right, there we go. That's good.
It's God.
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 Yeah.
All right. Let me give you one more. So Blagojevich is in the news. Blagojevich said that he famously said that he had the Senate seat and it was blank in what?
Gold.
Close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah.
It's golden.
Golden.
Yeah.
And he's not going to give it away for
blank in. Did you listen to the tape?
Did
the tape said gold, not golden.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. You didn't listen to the tape.
I haven't listened to the tape. I mean, I would think that would have been a
There was a book about it called Golden, so I assume they listened to the tape.
What do they know?
I don't know. Maybe
there you go. What do they know? Hey, let me tell you something.
All right, and then I'll give you one more here to let you go. 1901 West Madison Street. What's that address?
1901 West Madison. The stadium?
Well, as it used to be called.
Yeah, there you go. Chicago. Good job.
Yeah.
That was awesome, man. Good job. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right.
Steve was great.
And he fixed the question I've been asking online. I've been asking it wrong.
Yeah.
You got to go buy your Ma's.
How do you go buy Ma's?
You got to go buy
And he knew the name of the star of the Bible.
Patty, what parish are you from?
Well, it's funny that you asked because our friend who said he lived near Superdog, I believe he's in the St. Tecla parish.
Oh, okay.
So that would be my parish as well.
St. Tecla.
Yeah, St. Tecla.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a couple questions.
Oh, boy.
Here.
I don't think I only got the. I'm pretty sure. Go ahead.
Let me do the Victory Auto Wreckers.
You know, I sold my 76 Toyota Corolla for $40, so I have that stuck in my head as how much he gets in that.
It's close.
Nobody's got it.
It's like $38.
They're just sort of circling around it.
It's circling around it. We don't give it away.
The Price is Right.
That's right. 5700 South Lakeshore Drive.
Museum of Science and Industry.
Yeah.
She's too good. She's a ringer. All right. Let's see. What do you want?
I don't get sausage on my pizza. That's all I'm going to tell
you.
So
good.
Right. Okay.
You're so good.
100 West Randolph.
Oh.
The Field Museum?
State of Illinois.
No.
Building.
Yes.
Thompson Center.
See, I don't know Randolph.
Yeah. All right.
I was surprised I had MSI, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And then I can ask you, who said he was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan? Late 70s Bull.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know the Bulls. I got the White Sox ones. I got the Black Sox.
Yeah.
That one I'm itching.
Can you name any Southside Hitmen?
No. Is it Frank? Is it Hurt?
Thomas? No. He came along much later.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
These were in 1977.
There you go. All right. Ted McClellan is here. Ted, so we've got two categories. We've got men and women. We're also giving away
a Lou Malnati pizza. Yeah, we've had a lot of guys all in a row here. We need some more
women. Well, we've got the connect. We're done here. We're gonna stay on time and finish this up. So we're going to give one from
Lefty Williams, Eddie Sicott. Swede Riseberg.
Yeah.
Hap Felsch.
Wow.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. Yeah. Bucky Weaver. What?
Are you kidding me? That's amazing.
Chick Gandel, who was one of the ringmen of that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
You should read Joe Knowles' book where they do a whole thing. That's amazing. That's great.
How many times have you seen Eight Men Out?
Wonderful.
Well, it's not that. My dad really loved Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Did he?
I mean, he had a 375 batting average during the series and had only one questionable throw during that.
Oh, my God.
And he waited for hours outside of Comiskey's office to tell him it was going down.
The story that was in this book, which was really interesting, was that there was a lot of throwing baseball at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And the Sox kind of became the poster child for that. But they never really looked into who the year before and the year after. And there's some questionable stuff that wasn't White Sox related. So the White Sox go down in history, but every team at that time was doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Very
just
Chicago
saying.
Of me to be like, just all saying. Right. But
and Shoeless Joe still has number three in hits at Cooperstown, is all I'm saying.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, so the giveaway is Lou Malnati's gift certificate. You find 40-plus Chicagoland locations for Lou Malnati's, and we got two of them to give away. So tonight on the men's side, let's start with the women. We have Lulu, Sherry, Susan, and Sandy. I like Sherry because she said, I just love that line where she said, my pizza, I don't get nothing but double cheese.
All right, we'll give it to Sherry on that
one. All right, Sherry,
On the men's, I'm between Joe and Steve.
So Steve was at the end because he gave us the Buy Your Ma, and he was very good. But Joe gave us sausage, and he also gave us the
Over by Dare,
like 18
without even
times.
Being prompted. So I guess we'll give it to Joe.
All right, we'll Joe from Oak Park
Steve
River Forest.
A special shout out for
Steve, you're in our hearts.
For telling us about God. And
God.
And for letting us know we should be asking people, how do you go over by Moz?
Yeah, over by Moz. You got to go over by Moz. How do you get there? Ted McClellan, the book is How to Speak Midwestern. He joins us when we are working around the White Sox schedule to get you on here. We'll do another one coming up here. Ted, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you, Justin.